This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, right. Good evening. Thank you for coming. So tonight is two parts, as ever. The first part is some halachas, contemporary halachas. And what we're going to do, we're going to focus on some aspects about eating dairy, eating milchik on Shavuos. So you should have two sheets. So the first one is eating dairy on Shavuos. Now last week, I can see it was just uploaded on Torah Anytime today, but last week we discussed the halachas of going from milchik to fleishik. So, for example, in a few days' time, you are enjoying a delicious cheesecake kiddush, and then you figure, you know, you're going to have lunch straight afterwards. What are the halachas? Do you have to wait at all? We're familiar with the halachas the other way around, that when you eat meat, you have to wait before eating milk. And we discussed that, I think, last year, how long and why and all the rest of it. And last week we discussed that between milk and meat, between eating dairy and eating meat, last week we discussed that it depends what type of dairy you're having. If you're just having liquid, you have a cup of tea, a milchik tea, or you have a glass of milk, then all you need to do really is just rinse out your mouth. You have a bit of water, and mikadin, that's all you need to do. There is a minhag brought to, they bring in the name of the Zohar, that you should wait either half an hour or an hour, but really all you've got to do is rinse your mouth out. If you eat milchik foods, you have a yogurt, a cheese sandwich, whatever it may be. So then there are four things you've got to do. Kinuach, which means wiping your mouth, which means having a cracker or a bit of challah or cake or something. Hadocha, rinsing your mouth, having any drink. It can be orange juice, water, coke, anything. And then, third of all, netilas yadayim, to wash your hands. And we saw the Prima Gadim says that even if you ate with a fork, l'chatchili, you should really wash your hands. But certainly if you touch the food, you need to wash your hands. And the fourth thing is changing the tablecloth. So if you ate, if you had milchik, four things you've got to do. Kinuach, hadocha, changing the tablecloth, and washing your hands. But those are the four things from now. We also discussed last week, what about if it's hard cheese, right? The halacha speaks about hard cheese, and we spoke about that last week. What exactly is, how do you get hard cheese? What is the status? It seems to be a difference of opinion in Poskim. In Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz here, most people haven't even heard of it. That's the honest truth. Because according to halacha, you've got to wait after hard cheese the same amount of time that you'd wait after eating meat before having milk. So if you wait, you know, here in London, most people wait 3 hours. But if you wait 6 hours, or even if you wait 1 hour, you should wait the same. What is the definition of hard cheese? The Shach brings, it should be cheese which is aged for 6 months. Now, many posts can say that most commercial cheeses that you buy nowadays, it has not got the status of hard cheese. Poskim there at Stroll seem to be more strict about this. But you would have to wait if if it is considered hard cheese, for either the reasons we said last week, because it leaves a taste or strands of cheese that get stuck in between the teeth, so then you would need to wait. But again, here in Chutz Laaretz, most poskim say that most commercial cheeses that we have and have not got that status, and therefore all you need to do is those four things. Kinuach, wiping the mouth with some food. Hadocha, rinsing the mouth, changing the tablecloth, and rinsing your hands. Fine. That was last week. This week, what we're going to discuss is eating milchik on Shavuos, and do we have to, can we just have milchik throughout Shavuos? Do we have to have meat? So, first of all, why do we have milchik on Shavuos? Different reasons are brought, many reasons are brought. The first one is brought by the Ramah. If you take a look at the box, for those online, please do email me j.golka@gmail.com and I will happily send you back the handout. The Ramah brings in Simon Tov Tzadi Dalad, Sif Gimel, V'noagin b'chol makom lecho machol lechol. The minhag is to eat milchik foods, to eat dairy foods, b'yom rishon shel Shavuos. Just like we have the two cooked foods on the night of Pesach, one is Zeichel Pesach and Zeichel Chagiga, so too, we have two different types of food. That's what the Ramah says. Now, the Mishnah Brura adds quite famously, Ani Shamati, Oid B'Shem God Le'achod, I heard another reason in the name of one great person, he doesn't say who, I heard a good reason, a correct reason. when the Jewish people in Klal Yisrael stood on Har Sinai for Kiblu HaTorah, and they received the whole Torah, he adds that, you know, B'Shem this Reb Sadji Gaon, really we know they received the Aseret HaDibros. But Reb Sadji Gaon says that the whole of Torah is sort of somehow incorporated into the Aseret HaDibros. But either way, they received Torah on Shavuos. The Yardu Min HaHar LeBeisom, they came back from Har Sinai, back home. Lo Motzu Malechel. Tech, if they had nothing to eat immediately, what are they going to eat? All they could have was milk food. Why? When it comes to meat, you need to prepare a lot. Now they've learned all these new halachas. There's something called shechita. So they've got to get a knife which is sharp. They've got to check it, inspect it. You've got to remove all the forbidden fats from the meat. V'hadam, and you've got to remove the blood. V'lodiach, v'limloch, you've got to rinse it, you've got to do melicha, you've got to salt it. V'levashel bekelim chadoshim, and then you've got to find new pots and pans. All the pots and pans they had till now were treif, because they weren't keeping kosher. Ki ha'kelim shehoyu alem mekoidim shebishlu b'hoem b'oysu meis le'es ne'esru lohem al-kein borchunem nefishot ma'chol le'cholov v'onu oysin zeich le'zeh. And therefore they said, forget it, this is too complicated, let's have a cheese sandwich and we'll make meat for tomorrow. That is basically what they said on their return from Har Sinai. And therefore, to commemorate that, if you like, we have milchik foods. That's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. He adds in the next Sifkotin Yud Gimel, gam ne'agin b'ksas mekoymes lechol devash v'cholov, to have honey as well, wine and milk. Etc. So Torah is compared to milk, is compared to honey, and therefore another reason. So three reasons so far. There are more reasons. Another reason is, interestingly, to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. Right? Now, if you work out, Shavuos is exactly 3 months later. Now, we know he was born premature. They knew that when Amram and Yocheved remarried, because they had separated, when they remarried, the Egyptians knew that they were the Gedolei Hador. So therefore, they waited, as it were, for them, if they were going to have another child. And they waited 9 months after they remarried, and they're going to, you know, they're sort of, the spies are out. Moshe Rabbeinu was born at 6 months on Zayin Adar, and then he was at home for 3 months, they were safe. But then at 9 months, the police came looking. So therefore, Yocheved had to take Moshe Rabbeinu out and put him into the River Nile, into the basket, the story we're familiar with. On that day, he was floating down the River Nile, and Bas Paroi took him in, and he refused to feed from anyone other than his mother. And because, to commemorate that, which took place on Shavuos, 3 months later, on Zion Sivan, therefore, because he only nursed from his mother and not from anybody else, that milk which he had, we sort of commemorate that whole event by having milchik food on Shavuos. Other reasons, of course, are given. I've listed a few here on the sheet. Milk needs to be stored, amazingly, in sort of more basic utensils, earthenware, glass, but not gold and silver utensils. And again, the illusion is that Torah can only be absorbed in someone who is humble, which is again reflected of sort of the cheaper, more basic utensils. Other reasons, again, Cholov is Gematria 40. And that represents the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. It also represents the 40 generations from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ravina and Ravashi, the sort of the editors of the Gemara, of Talmud Bavli. And so lots of allusions to why we have Cholov. Okay, now, let me just point out a couple of interesting halachas regarding milchik food on Shavuos. One interesting one is a trap to just be aware of, a trap that some people fall into. Imagine a few days' time, Mr. Jem, we're sitting down Sunday morning having Kiddush. So you have, someone makes Kiddush, and then you have, I don't know, a coffee and a piece of cheesecake. And then you want to go into lunch. So if, let's say you're out of friends, and you have a coffee and a piece of cheesecake with your Kiddush, you come home, half an hour later, and you want to go into lunch. You've got a problem, because we know one of the rules of Kiddush is Kiddush has to be b'mokum su'uda, right? What does that mean? That, for example, Friday night, it's almost never a problem, because what do? We come home, we sing Shalom Aleichem, we sing Eishes Chayil, we make Kiddush, and then we go straight into the meal. Kiddush has to be b'mokum suda. Otherwise, it's not considered proper Kiddush. It's not a Kiddush which qualifies as being Kiddush. So therefore, Friday night is almost never a problem. Shabbos morning is often an issue, and therefore, many of us would have Kiddush, you'd have a piece of cake, whatever, that's fine. Because the cake constitutes a suda for these purposes, and even the revius of wine, but yeah, it also constitutes mokum suda. Okay? But if you would go to Kiddush in the shul, and the Rav stands up and makes Kiddush, and you nush a few crisps and have a glass of Coke, that's not Kiddush b'mokum suda. And you'd come home, and you know, let's have lunch, you haven't had suda, you haven't had Kiddush yet. So Shavuos could be a problem, because you think you've had Kiddush, you've had a nice piece of cheesecake, but often if you've got just a thin layer of crust at the bottom, that's not considered the kazayis worth of mezonos to constitute Kiddush b'mokum suda. So we have to be extra careful to make sure we have a couple of roglach with our cheesecake at Kiddush to fulfill all our obligations. But that's the point. Make sure we have some mezonos, or to go straight into the meal, but just to make sure we have Kiddush b'mokum suda. That's just the trap that some people fall into. Okay, now, eating meat on Yom Tov. So here in London, it is Yom Tov comes in really late. Motzei Shabbos is this week about 10:30. Right, give or take, I'm not sure exactly, but around then. It was 10:20 last week, so it can't be far off. So 10:30, that means Motzei Shabbos, we can't have Maariv till 10:30. So you're not going to get home from shul till probably after 11 o'clock, well after 11. So you come home 11:15, and you know, you're going out to Tikkun Leil or whatever, or even if you're not going out to Tikkun Leil, you know, some people may not want to eat meat so late at night. When I, you know, talk about these halachas to my boys in school, they don't understand the problem. What exactly is the problem? So other people do understand the problem, but sometimes eating a heavy meat meal late at night is not to everyone's desire. So are you allowed to have a milchik meal on Shavuos? Do you have to have meat? So take a look, please, at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, again, in Simon Tov, Kuf Chof Tes Sif Beis says, V'chayev liv tzoya al shtei kikoros v'likvah kol suda layayin. You've got to have two loaves of bread, lechem mishnah, every time you may have a meal on Yom Tov, and to have wine. Says the Mishnah Berurah, there, v'gam mitzvah lechol bosa. And there's also a mitzvah to eat meat, v'chol zeh im yodim ha-segah, so long as you can afford it. Now, there is an interesting Shulchan Aruch. This is a very important halacha to know. Chayev Adam. I noticed someone today, you know, on their WhatsApp status, when a friend of mine is a Rav, he's got a Kehillah, so he puts halachas on his status on WhatsApp. So he showed me this morning his and he did it on, he was a flying back from Israel last night, so he had a lot of time on the plane, uploading some halachas on his WhatsApp status. So people see his status, and, you know, they can have a shir just by looking at his status, right? The first halacha he put was this halacha, very important halacha. Chayev Adam liyesamech v'tov leiv b'moed. The person has to be besimcha on Yom Tov. Hu v'ishto abonav v'chol anilvim alav. Not just you, the father of the home, but his wife, the kids, and anyone who is reliant on him. So keitzad mesamchon, how do you become happy? You know, what button do you press to become happy? Haktanim noisin lohim klois v'egoizim. Well, kids, you buy them nash. In those days, nash was klois and egoizim. I guess that was pre-allergy days. And nowadays I don't think it would pass muster with many of our kids. But whatever it is, this year I normally prepare nash packages for my kids every Yom Tov. This year I took orders, and we've got something slightly different this year. But kids, one needs to focus on that and needs to prepare halacha. For hanoshim, what does one do for women? Hanoshim koine lohem begodim v'tachshitin kafim emoinai. To buy clothes or jewelry for one's wife, and the Bri Halacha brings, if you look at the bottom line, v'imein yodim asegas, if a person can't afford jewelry or clothes, yikne lechol apochus min alayim chadoshim, to buy at least a new pair of shoes. Sometimes they're more expensive than clothes, right? But I guess in Radin, the shoes were more reasonable. Now, the Bi Halacha, what about men? So what about us guys? So the Rambam says, in Hilchas Yom Tov Perek Vov Halacha Yud Ches, Hanoshim Oichlim Basav V'Shoysin Yayin. Us guys, we're very simple, very straightforward. No jewelry, no clothes, no peanuts, nothing like that. Meat and wine. That's what does it for us. That's what the Rambam says. So The Bi Halacha says, is that Halacha nowadays? So if you look in the Bi Halacha, they're brought in Simon Tov Kuf Chavtes. Hanoshim bizman shebeis hamigdash hayakayim hayoichlim basa hashlomim. They would eat basa shlomim lesimcha. Kedichsiv zavachta shlomim v'achalta shom v'samachta. V'achshav she'ein beis hamigdash kayim. But nowadays there is no beis hamigdash. Ein yotziv dechov simcha el b'yayim. One only has to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha with wine. Rabbi Yashiv says that dafka should be wine. That's for all of us. It should be dafka wine. A revius of wine is needed. Others say that even a smaller amount would generate simcha. And even a revius is quite small. But even a smaller amount would generate simcha. But Rabbi Yashiv says that you can use grape juice. If you add a little bit of wine to it and it's got a sort of a winey taste, then that would suffice. But the Bi Halacha says dafka yayin. Avul basa in chayv lecha. But there is no obligation to eat meat. Achshav kivin shein on a basa shlomim. Because we haven't got basa shlomim, and the simcha is generated dafka with basa shlomim. Umikol makom mitzvah yesh gam b'achilas basa. But there is still a mitzvah to do it. So therefore, one does not have to eat meat. If a person prefers to have milchik, then that is okay, that is fine. It's a mitzvah to have meat, and many do, but there's no chiyuv to actually have it. That's what the Bi Halacha says. There's a big discussion, lots of comments and discussions about this. They say they bring this name of the stipler, that at night he would have milk and at daytime he would have meat. I know people do different things, but that is a quick summary of what we said. So what have we said today? We discussed, we reviewed last week things, last week's share about how long you have to wait after milk. We discussed already, and Kiddush B'Makom Suda, to be careful of the cheesecake trap. And lastly, eating meat on Yom Tov, buying presents for one's family, kids, etc., etc. And eating meat on Yom Tov, there is certainly a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv to do it if that doesn't work out or doesn't feel like it. Seder. Okay, thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.